Flip-flop Milwaukee basically provides 2 week-long camp sessions, one in June and one in August, for about 100 campers. They form 10 different bands for girls aged 8 through 16. The organization is entirely volunteer-led. I like the leadership goals and the messages they're giving girls. It has a great mission. They did send CES rather than a 501c3 letter in terms of whether or not they're a nonprofit. And I felt like the grant narrative needed to have more information. I had written in my comments, what are you doing year-round to fulfill your mission, as I read the narrative, and then felt it somewhat answered in their organizational plan, but some of that information should have been incorporated into the grant narrative. And the organizational plan itself is more a summary than a plan that has steps to achieve goals and that clearly delineates goals. So I would encourage them to work on that. They would like to become a year-round organization. A large roadblock, they feel, to accomplishing this goal is securing space that would accommodate everything that the camps need. Their planning procedures really weren't described. They are sensitive to need of campers. They said 25% of their campers received aid. They're aware of that tuition barrier. And they do have feedback forms for parents, campers, and volunteers. They said that they have partnerships with local businesses, but specifics weren't given. That's basically all I really have to say about the about the application.
Thank you.
Is Beth Lemke our second reader?
Yes. I reiterated, some of the same things. What I really appreciate, what I did get from the narrative was that obviously it's females teaching young females the opportunity to perform. I like the formula of that you didn't have to have a huge baseline of knowledge, but that the way the camp was structured was learning the instrument and then the accumulation of it was an open showcase. So it's not just about learning the skill, but it's then how to present that skill. And for this type of audience, I think it was 8 through 16, being that able to empower young ladies, I think is critical. So I do see that as a strength to what they're doing. But I reiterate the other best comments of, where is this year long? And given that it's all volunteer organization, they may not have that ability to do it. I wouldn't necessarily focus on a physical location. I think if they could list out in community partnership a little bit better, their business partners or their community partners, there might be inroads there. And then I also think that even though they cited their board members, they didn't give us their background. So I would have liked to see a little bit more of that. I had the same thing with the evaluation tool not being uploaded, and then no formal strategic plan or marketing.
Jim, any comments?
I agree with everything that's been said up to this point. Their plan articulates needs but does not put together any means for addressing them. I was intrigued by the fact that they listed under evaluation the fact that two former campers who became counselors gave them insights into how the operation could be improved. That's a positive. I'm not denigrating that, but I think it's an interesting way of articulating evaluation. It's clearly a labor of love for those who are involved in it. And they want very much to empower females, particularly both in and through the music industry, and I think that's a positive thing. I was intrigued by the passing mention that they are planning or have added a ladies rock program, but there was no further information on that. It would have been helpful to have it.
Thank you.